Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I wasn't expecting to have to speak this morning. I preached enough last night for two Sundays.
Yes. Come on, boy. You got more than
But maybe that we will become saved.
Amen.
Come on. Well, glory. Let's look at what all the Lord is doing in this hour. In the book of Job, and I suppose you know that Job is the oldest book in the Bible. You know, so many times we take the Chronicles or the way the books of the Bible are arranged, and we think that's the way they were written, but not so.
Amen.
In the New Testament, Matthew's not the first.
No.
Mark is the first. And if you will read the other Gospels, the other three, John is a Gospel set apart in itself. But Matthew, Mark is the first gospel, but Matthew and Luke, if you read carefully, you'll find that they are quoting from Mark. And in the book of Job, I believe Job and Enoch was the architect for the Great Pyramid. I don't want to get and if you'll read in the 19th chapter of the book of Isaiah, you'll find a beautiful pattern of what is going to happen. But in the book of Job, we'll take this verse and start with it. Chapter 28. 2:8. Hallelujah. Christ in a new beginning. 28. And we will look at verse 7. And isn't that a coincidence? No. It's a divine placed number. But in verse 7, he's prophesying something here. All right, Bob, read verse 7.
There's a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen.
Glory. What a prophecy. First of all, there is a path. Well, and that path is so perfect. Read it again.
There is a path which no fowl knoweth.
Now, no fowl has ever saw this path.
Amen.
And no vulture.
Which no vulture's eye have not seen.
And you know why they have not seen it? There's never been nothing dead on it.
Right.
Praise God. never been anything dead on this path. Now, if you'll turn to the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah, I want to take that whole chapter and break it down, because it tells you every visitation that we have had until you arrive at this path. Well, God, do you want me to take the time and and show you all these visitations? Well,
amen.
You see, Job prophesied about this path, and Isaiah tells you how it's going to come about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 35 and 8, and I want to work up to that, but you can read that. There's a highway.
And the highway shall be there.
Now, he's not talking about a thoroughfare out here. He's talking about a higher way that's ever been before. And then there's a way.
And a way.
See?
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
Now, the way to get on the highway, did Jesus not say, I am the way?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you see, how many times have you heard traditional messages stop with just getting in the way? Mm-hmm. Blind Bartimaeus wasn't in the way, he was sitting by the way. Oh, hallelujah. And then people go off on a tangent over in the book of Hebrews, and where it says that if any man fall away, there remaineth no more repentance. But now he's not talking about just falling.
No.
You draw a circle around that away. Anytime you turn your back on this way to the highway, you're hopelessly lost. There's no repentance for you. Now, how many times have I saw churches become disoriented and turn away from this kingdom and watch them go down, down, down? Well, why? Because they have fallen away.
Yes.
Now, if they hadn't have turned their back on the way, they could have come right back to God. Well.
Amen.
Now let's go to Isaiah 35 and 1. This all began. Now, I don't like to put dates to it, but I can. When was this fulfilled? May the 28th, 1948. Now, first the natural, then the spiritual. Hallelujah. Now, this incident that I'm going to talk about right now for just a few minutes was happening in the reverse. February the 13th, 1948, there was a visitation.
Yeah.
Call that a rain. How well do I remember this? It spread from Canada, went down to Detroit, Mom Beale's church. And in from there, Dad Kitchen from Oklahoma City. Ivan Q. Spencer from Lima, New York. Fred Poole was on his way. The Lord told him when he was in England, I want you to go to America. And this was during World War II. The bombs was falling in London. And they were on a train headed down to the coast to catch a ship. And his children, his boys, was quite small. Brother Fred Poole was a member of the Welsh Church. Huh? Yeah. And I don't want to go into that, but any time that you're a member of a church and you come out into the rain, you're going to bring some of that doctrine with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the train had to stop. The bombs were falling and the lights went out. And we in the darkness, while the bombs was falling, there was a voice. One of his sons, 3 years old at that time, John, began to prophesy. And he didn't have any idea about Fred's distrusting whether God had told him to go or not. But he was.